Hey guys, well, welcome back to Tam Talks, a place for real and honest conversation. And if you have been a part of this series, you know we have been honest and we've had conversation.
Most of the time, I think we've held back a little bit.
Do you need to get honest? Well, this one's going to be a hot topic.
Hot topic, because it's right in my wheelhouse.
Oh, baby, here we go. Well, if you're joining us for the first time, we are in a five-part series called Relation Connection. How do you relate to your spouse? And I came up with five categories. If you've missed them, go back and check them out. And I just talked about categories that people relate, how these relationships come together, how you build your relationship. And of course, we said the first one was a spiritual connection. Then we went into colleagues the second week. And then last week, we talked about a family connection. But today's a really big one. Today, we're going to talk about romance. Romance, people that come together through a romantic connection.
Mm-hmm. That would be us.
That would be us, maybe one time. Would you say at one time?
No, I'm like steady, straight as an arrow.
Just romance.
This is my thing.
Yeah, you bring me flowers and candy. And
I bring
you
me.
Oh, good gracious, here we go. I guess he's all I need. Well, let me just talk to you about this, guys, seriously, because there are things that bring us together in our relationship. And I want to give you some coaching. I want to talk honestly with you. I think these are some helpful tools because not every relationship is the same. And that's why I started this podcast, because as a coach and a pastor, so many women come to me, couples come to me, and they compare their relationship with other people. And you can never compare your relationship with someone else. You've got to know what brought you together. What was that first connection and those other connections, and how do we build on those? But for today, we're going to talk about the romance connection.
I'd begin to think how many times you compare me to somebody else.
Oh, man, baby.
Oh, so-and-so's husband, he does this.
Well, it's true. I mean, we can think about who we
know. But you just said we shouldn't have comparison.
I know, but you kind of just do. And that's why I'm
doing
it.
Well, I don't. I never do that.
I'm building on.
I'm like true straight down the road.
All five of them. All five. You're just like.
Well, I may be a little weak on a couple.
Because literally when you're teaching, like we just came from staff meeting. I mean, you're a great teacher. And I connected with you, as we mentioned in week one, because spiritually you're such a deep, deep well.
Well, you know, I also think that it's really romantic when I like do labor around the house. You like it like I'm, you know, changing light bulbs.
Well,
I never see you get so excited about
it. Well, because acts of kindness is a big thing for me.
Yeah,
so when you do those things. But let me give you the definition I've written for romance.
I
can't
wait
to
hear
this
one.
Okay. So it's a person who has deep feelings and they think a lot about love.
Hmm.
So it would be like our neighbors, these friends of ours. They have this deep love, romantic. Everything's about romance. Everything's about love. That is their connection. They show affection by their words and their acts of kindness toward one another.
Mm-hmm.
So that would be maybe you fell in love with someone for that very reason. Now, again, guys, the reason we're talking about it, I want
maybe
to coach
this
on
isn't
it,
my number one.
I don't know that it is.
Yeah, I'm thinking not.
But we're going to talk about it because
I don't think it's number five, though. I think it's at least four.
No, this is four. We still have one more to go. So you're number four for me on romance.
Oh, that's good.
You know, you're not five.
Yeah.
We'll get to that next week.
Okay.
But let's talk about this. I actually every week like to bring in a biblical character. And Hannah and Elkanah, I think, were romantically involved. Remember, she couldn't get pregnant. And he said to her, am I not worth more to you than five sons? I mean, he had this deep love for her. He had another wife and she had children. And he was like, look, it's not the kids for me. It's not the family unit for me. Well, that wasn't what was important.
You think it's really fair, though, to use this guy? He's got a couple on the side.
Well, true. But he was saying to this one, it's not about the family. It's about, I love you so deeply. I want to bond with you. I want to be one with you. Can't it just be us? They have this deep connection.
No, it can't just be us. He's got the other woman.
No, you can't go there because that's a different. Don't blow my picture out of the water here.
Well, I'm just trying to be real and honest.
But okay.
That's what you told me.
If the truth is, he's saying to her, I have this intimate love for you. It can't in our relationship, because if you compare the two, the other woman was about having children and he had with her that family unit. With this woman, he had an intimacy, a deep love, a romance for her. Quit laughing. Okay.
Keep moving.
Let's go to our coaching steps.
That's
okay.
Be
are you
wise
ready?
Move
okay, everybody.
Part.
Let's go to these. Number one, and this is good. Love and affection come natural for you, but not for everyone. Be aware of your environment. Public, like PDA. Okay, when I'm around people that are romantically connected. Sometimes it's almost even uncomfortable. Mm-hmm. And they assume every couple should be like they are. Mm-hmm. And it's not fair if it's not your immediate connection in your relationship to compare yourself with everyone else.
Okay. I think that's true. I like that.
We'll talk about it.
It's kind of like people that have dogs. And when they're walking their dog, they think their dog is your best friend.
Yeah.
But you may not want to pet the dog.
Yeah.
And so when you see people with, you know, a lot of public display of affection, you're going like, come on, get a room, right?
Okay.
All right. So in the romance thing, do you think romance has different expressions, though, versus like, is everybody just like that one couple when it comes to the romance?
Well, honestly, I think all five of these we all have to some level or mm-hmm. another, you know, because honestly, to be truthful, when we first were dating and we first got married, you would write me poetry.
Every guy does that when you first get
married. Well, that's my point. Yeah, so it wasn't number
one. You gotta catch the girl.
You know?
Yeah, that's how you do it.
So I know it's in you, but it's not ongoing in you.
I'm a deep well. It's toward the bottom.
It's way down there. It's really deep.
Right, got
okay.
It.
But I think the point is on this, you can't expect your relationship and your spouse to necessarily have all five of these, right? Maybe for us, like, this is number four, but I want to stir the pot a little and see if we can get that well coming up a little.
I don't think you should, because I think what you just said was true.
Okay, come on.
You shouldn't expect your spouse to have all these qualities.
Well, so what do you do if you have a desire in your, let's just be truthful, in your relationship? How do you
you think you're a number one on the romance thing? I'm just asking.
Well, what do you think? I never asked you out of these five categories.
I don't think you're number one.
What do you think I am?
You're four or five.
What is my number one out of these five?
Colleague.
So you'll have to go back to week two. So we truly are deep colleagues. Well, let's look at our next coaching tip here.
Let's keep
and see
helping
what
all
think.
These people with romance.
Okay, right here. Stay committed to your relationship so your passion doesn't turn somewhere else. Mm-hmm. Because I think to these people, they really are very romantic. And if it works well in their relationship, it works well. But if you have difficulty or strife, you're having a fight, you have a romantic heart, and if you're not careful, it might turn somewhere else. Mm-hmm. So what do you think about that?
Well, I want to go back to what I said earlier and tie it into that, because I think romance, we kind of have an idea, a stereotype of what that looks like. Mm-hmm. I wonder if that can look different for other people and expresses itself in a different way. Because what is the definition of romance? Mm-hmm. Do we know?
Well, I gave you my definition.
Let me hear it again.
Which was based pretty much on what I found in the dictionary.
Let me hear it.
Love and affection come natural for you. Be aware of your environment. Oh, that was our connection step. Sorry, let me give you the definition. Here it goes. A person has deep feelings and thinks a lot about love.
Okay.
So it's innate.
So you could have those feelings and those thoughts, and may it expresses itself differently. That's what all I was saying.
Yeah, but I do think on that, honestly, going back to these friends of ours, it's just part of their DNA. They probably, even as children, were very romantic, maybe toward their family, their siblings, something stirring in this romance in their heart, because it's natural.
All right.
Okay? So I think, again, I think it's just what attracted you to your spouse. And what I'm telling you, be careful, because you can be attracted that way, and if you don't cultivate it in your relationship, in your marriage, and it goes south, that's when you start to have difficulty in your relationship and possible extramarital affairs or relationships or something, because you haven't stirred and you haven't kept it alive. And that's what you have to be careful. Okay, let's look at our next one. And I talk about here, be mindful not to expect your partner to always fill your cup. You must have other ways to feel whole. So I think a downside on this is you expect too much out of your spouse to complete you, to make you happy, to make sure, if you don't bring flowers, if you don't tell me I'm pretty, if you don't this, if you don't do that.
You're pretty.
Then I'm not made whole. Yeah, you have to have that internally and not expect that on your spouse. Mm-hmm. So talk to me about that.
Well, I think it's a great point, you know, that the idea is we are individuals and we're a couple. Mm-hmm. And both those things have to work well. So you have to be a secure person in your own right, mm-hmm. Know your needs, know your thoughts, walk in relationship with God, so that's strong. And then at the same time, okay, then that's our individual, but now as a couple, what does that look like? Mm-hmm. And how does that, and that's kind of what I see this going on here. So mm-hmm. you've got to have both going on. Individual and couple relationship kind of things.
Mm-hmm. Well, you know, I remember that. It's a joke you sent some time ago about the stages of marriage. Mm-hmm. And I really think, as funny as that is, the truth is that we do have stages in marriage. Mm-hmm. And hopefully we're touring. Hopefully, again, we're not putting that pressure on one another to be maybe what we needed in our youth as we grow older. And there's a sense of trust and love. What do you think of that?
Well, I think when you first are married and dating, you know, it really is your love that sustains your relationship. And then as you progress in life, I think it's more your relationship sustains your love. Because there is something about, you know, being committed over a long period of time, sharing things like travel, home, children, grandchildren, all of those. And those are weighty. Those are heavy that you don't have early. So when you first start out, what do you have? You're probably broke like we were. You know, you have your first child, you know, and you're trying to kind of survive that. But you've got love because this is all new to you. But then your love flips into more like, it's sustained through relationship and time spent with one another, knowing quirks, ups and downs, good and bad things.
Good. Okay, the fourth step I want to just touch on before we close. Remember, all relationships go through stages and phases. Don't expect them all to be the same. So that's basically what we just talked about. You know, I mean, we have a deep love for one another, respect for one another. It has grown over the years. And I don't honestly need all the things. It doesn't mean I don't like flowers and candy periodically or whatever you bring.
You wouldn't eat candy if
You're
I brought it home.
But yeah, I'm not a candy person. But, you know, just like, you know, what's coming up, Mother's Day. Now, what typically would you say to me?
Why don't you go pick something out and I'll pay for it?
Why don't you go pick something out and I'll pay for it? Well, see, I would kind of like a surprise, something from the jeweler, a new
watch.
Well,
here's the problem.
Yes.
Here's a problem. So I go to the jeweler.
Yeah.
I buy something.
Yeah.
I bring it back. It's not exactly what you want. And you go back and you upgrade it. So it costs me more.
Oh, but it's the thought that you went to the trouble to do something.
However, if I take you there and say, let's go pick out your Mother's Day gift, I'll save money because you won't upgrade it. You'll get the first one. It'll be a little bit more.
That's a good tip to you husbands.
It is. Yeah. Always take them with you. Let them pick it out. Then you don't have to return it. And they get what they want.
Well, there you go. You know,
this is what you learn over time.
Okay. Well, you know, in this topic that we're talking about, romance, it is important that you do stir your relationship. You know, we're careful that we go to dinner periodically. We sit and talk. We do movie night. We do games. We really have been intentional to do things together outside of what we do as colleagues to work together. So know your relationship. Know where you need to work on relationship. Know when you need to be quiet, when you need to step back. And then I just want to close this before I do. Make sure that you're praying for one another. Make sure you literally, because I think God has a way of protecting and preserving our relationship when we have a prayer life together. So I think prayer is really important. So speaking of that, let me close in prayer. You can pray this over your spouse, over your relationship. But take these five categories and begin to ask God, where's our relationship and what do I need to cultivate to go deeper in my relationship with my spouse? Let's pray together. Dear Lord, thank you for my spouse. I ask that you teach me how to see them as the person you created them to be. Lord, remind me that you are my greatest love and the only one that I need to completely fill my soul. Help me to enjoy the blessings of our relationship and embrace each day as a unique gift together. In Jesus' name, amen. Pray over your relationships. Enjoy, fight, and contend. God loves marriage. He established it and he loves it. All right, you guys, we love you. Week 5 coming, one more to go. Join us for this fun talk, Relation Connection. Let's go shopping.
Sounds good.
Have a great day.